from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hosted Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in their first encounter since Ankara downed one of Moscow's warplanes last November, sparking a deep diplomatic crisis. The voice you hear is Vladimir Putin as the two met in St. Petersburg. He says, your visit today, despite a very difficult situation regarding domestic politics, indicates that we all want to restart dialogue and restore relations between Russia and Turkey. The visit to Russia is Erdogan's first foreign trip since the failed coup against him in July. Erdogan said the Turkish people were happy that Putin had expressed his support following the attempted coup, expecting the two countries to enter a very different phase with the steps they have taken. Yemeni forces loyal to the internationally recognized government of Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi have taken over several key positions outside Sana'a in the eastern mountainous region of Nim. The forces' advancement comes on the heels of the failed UN peace talks in Kuwait between Hadi's government and Shiite rebels known as Houthis, who control much of Yemen's northern region, including Sana'a. The privately run American University of Afghanistan in Kabul has formally announced that its campus operations will remain temporarily suspended. It comes after Sunday's kidnapping of two of its foreign teaching staff. Afghan authorities say unknown gunmen Sunday evening abducted the two lecturers, an American and Australian, near the university. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility. It adds they're in close contact with Afghan authorities. This is VOA News.